National Pro-Life Group to spend $41 million in 2020 election cycle. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 4, 2019. The president of the Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, said Monday evening that her pro-life organization will spend $41 million working with its allies to advance its agenda during the 2020 election cycle. This election cycle, SBA List will spend $41 million expanding to priority states, said Marjorie Dannenfelser at her group's annual gala. We will work closely with local allies on the most ambitious pro-life legislative agenda in history to aggressively challenge, erode, and finally, overturn Roe v. Wade. We will do this on top of protecting our pro-life Senate majority, increasing our ranks in the House, and re-electing President Trump, she added. Dannenfelser said pro-abortion extremists have given the pro-life movement an unlikely gift. They know the Roe regime is rapidly unwinding and coming to an end, she explained, adding. They are overreaching. I witnessed firsthand and we all saw their desperation during the Kavanaugh hearings. And again this year as states like New York, Virginia, Illinois, and others have pushed radical bills to expand abortion on demand through birth, even infanticide, and even overturning the partial birth abortion ban. The national leader noted that every congressional Democrat hoping to win the White House in 2020 has repeatedly blocked legislation to protect babies born alive in failed abortions. This is a bill so popular and obviously humane it is backed by 77% of Americans, Dannenfelser observed, emphasizing that overreaching on the part of abortion advocates has unleashed a tidal wave of pro-life momentum. Part of America that has been sitting on the sidelines is awakening to the human cost of failing to engage in this battle, she said, noting that more than 375 pro-life bills this year alone have been introduced in the states. In Missouri, Alabama, Ohio, Kentucky, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, Louisiana, Dannenfelser continued. We have seen protections signed into law by courageous pro-life governors, many advanced by women of our pro-life women's caucus. We will not let up on that momentum for an instant. The pro-life leader called out entertainment giants Netflix and Disney for threatening a boycott of Georgia for democratically passing its new heartbeat law, though the film companies have stepped up production in countries where abortion is illegal as well.